are joined in the media center by current number one qualifier J.R. Todd in the funny car category. J.R., you ran a 3.944 at 323.50 miles per hour. You made a really nice pass in the cooler conditions, and your team's also shown that you can run in the hot conditions. What does that do for your confidence?
It gives me a lot of confidence as a driver. I mean, but I know going into a race that I have, you know, a great team behind me, and they can adapt to different conditions. That's what makes Todd Smith and Jono so special. And it was sketchy out there tonight. For one, I struggle driving when it's dark, and then you bring in the humidity, the moisture, the track. Just it's tricky. And I have my hands full down track, so we were lucky to hang on. I think we hit it right, and a lot of people just messed up.
You are a reigning funny car champion, and last night you received your championship ring, and here we are in Coke's backyard. Is there any added pressure here?
Nah, I mean, every race is the same. It's like I always say, the only pressure I feel is whatever I put on myself as a driver. But no, that was a cool deal last night to be able to get a ring and jacket in front of the past champions and guys you look up to as a kid that are there watching you. It's pretty cool, and got to thank Coke for allowing us to do that. It would definitely be special to win their home event.
Questions?
Obviously, coming off last week where, you know, obviously your buddy Sean Langdon wins that first race. I mean, I'm sure that was special for you. What was that like getting to watch him, you know, get such a big win?
I was pretty butthurt most of the day because I feel like we let one get away there. We definitely could and should have won, I think. But, no, if we're not going to win, then those guys better win. So it was looking back on it, like, during the week I told myself, like, it lined up where he needed to win, you know, especially with everything going on with his dad and just having a tough go of funny cars, not catching a break. I mean, we all know he's a great driver, and finally they broke through. Dale got his first win as a crew chief. I think they're gonna have a lot of success for sure.